You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, cats and kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, your old Rockola jukebox operator, welcoming you to the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Each week we take a look at the highly underrated music that truly is the soul that came before rock and roll. And this week is no exception. As we take a look at the very beginnings of rhythm and blues, I'm dedicating this week's entire program to a jukebox rhythm review of 1945. Now, when you look at the genesis of rhythm and blues, it's really a merger of the big bands slimming down to combos and post-World War II blues getting a rhythm section. You see, during World War II, many of the big bands had to slim down because they just couldn't afford to take all the guys on the road anymore. So the big bands got smaller. At the same time, blues singers, who were generally just a guy and his guitar or a woman and a piano, they started to get rhythm sections. You put those two factors together and rhythm and blues was born. Certainly R&B was happening before 1945, but when you look at the jukebox charts of 1945, they are just loaded with great jump blues and soaring ballads. The perfect ingredients to the R&B and rock and roll that would follow. So let's go back to 1945, where you could get a new car for $1,200 and then put gas in that tank for only 21 cents a gallon. Bread was 9 cents, milk was 62 cents, and it only cost 3 cents to mail a letter. The world was still engulfed in World War II, so the manufacturing of electronics was pretty much banned. But still, there were up to 5,000 television sets in American homes, and American TV stations were experimenting. Television wouldn't take off till about 1948 or so, but there was still plenty of TV to be had in 1945. But what was on the jukeboxes? What were all the hep cats and crazy chicks dancing to and loving up to? Well, the first big hit of 1945 was the last big hit of 1944. It was the teaming up of two of America's biggest musical celebrities, the Ink Spots and Ella Fitzgerald. Ella, who had come up through the New York scene with Chick Webb's group, was fronting her own band after Webb died in 1939. She first teamed up with the Ink Spots in the early part of 44 with Cow Cow Boogie, which hit number one and was featured in the Abbott and Costello film Ride 'Em Cowboy. Towards the end of the year, the Ink Spots, who were the biggest selling vocal group in America, teamed back up again with Ella, and they recorded Into Each Life Some Rain Must Fall. It was featured in the Benny Goodman film Sweet and Low Down. Decca Records issued it in October of 44, and by November 18th, it had hit number one on the Harlem Hit Parade charts. That was the name of the R&B charts at the time. It remained number one for 11 weeks, and so it carries us into the very beginning of 1945. Here are the Ink Spots and Ella Fitzgerald with Into Each Life Some Rain Must Fall as we feature the Jukebox Rhythm Review for 1945 on the Juke in the Back.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each light some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
each life some rain must fall. But too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall. But someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life some rain has got to fall, but too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart some tears has got to fall. But I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts,
but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Somebody sure have got to go. You said I was your friend, boy, a friend you really did like. But every time I leave home, you bite me in the back. That's why I don't want you hanging around my home no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy, somebody sure have got to go. I come home in the evening, my day's work is done, my bed's all torn up, and my supper's never done. That's why I don't want you hanging around my home no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy, somebody sure have got to go. Just plain in luck. My wife cooked me neck bones and beans, and she cooked you chicken and duck. That's why I don't want you hanging round my wife no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy, somebody sure have got to go.
I wonder, my little darling, where can you be again tonight? While the moon is shining bright, I wonder. My heart is aching. Why for you can our love be mistaken? Darling, don't you say that this must mean our ending? I wonder. Baby, I've been through. I've been through lover's lane. I've been making life just the same. I've been traveling for miles around, trying to find the one I love. Come on, I wonder. Well, 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 little baby, will you think of me every day? Though I may be a million miles away, I wonder. Think of me every day. Though I may be a million miles away, I wonder.
Private Cecil Gant with I Wonder, one of the biggest records of the year. Not only did it hit number one for 2 weeks towards the end of February 1945, but it was also covered by several different artists, including Roosevelt Sykes, who also went to number one with the tune. We'll hear Sykes' version of I Wonder later on in the program. Louis Armstrong also scored a big top five hit with I Wonder. The song was written by Cecil Gant and originally cut for the Bronze label in 1944. This version, which was recorded in a garage, was picked up by Gilt Edge Records and issued at the beginning of 45. Gant, who was in the Army during the beginning of World War II, was discovered while playing war bond rallies in California. He was originally from Nashville. Before that, we heard the great Cootie Williams and his orchestra, featuring Eddie Cleanhead Vinson on lead vocal with Somebody's Gotta Go. That was released by Majestic Records and hit number one on the 10th of February for 1 week. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the Jukebox Rhythm Review for 1945, the first year that rhythm and blues really got going. And this next tune is somewhat of an oddity. It was recorded by the Four Clefs in February of 45, and it's called V-Day Stomp, even though it was recorded 2 months before Victory in Europe Day. But you can believe that after the act of military surrender was signed on May 7th, 1945, the Jukes were jumping with the Four Clefs and V-Day Stomp.
Line drivers on, come on you Yanks, let's all drive home. Went into old Berlin, you wrong. We close up shop and do the V-Day Stomp. It's true about the Yanks and France, the girls all like their brand of romance. They even like the way they romp. When they do, The V-Day stomp is soon to be over. The fighting over there. The boys will be in clover. And we'll throw another great world's fair. The Allies made another great advance. Now old Hitler's gonna lose his pants. When it's to old Berlin they run. We close up shop and do the V-Day stomp. Hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray. There'll be some stomping and some jumping on V-Day. Thank you.
generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Pamela Isabel. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Church people say they are in this holy way. There are strange things happening every day. On that last great judgment day, when they drive them all away, there are strange things happening every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
There are strange things happening every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. There are strange things happening every day. If you want to view the crime, you must learn to quit your line. There are strange things happening every day. You hew right to the line. You can live right all the time. There are strange things happening every day.
Fantastic Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who began her secular music career playing with Lucky Millinder's Orchestra in 1941 and 42. That was her first major hit as a solo star, hitting number two in April 1945. She was one of the few gospel singers to be on a major label during their World War II cutbacks. She's playing a mean guitar on that record, and she's paired with pianist Sammy Price and his trio. Strange Things Happening Every Day would also be the biggest hit of her career. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging 1945, the Jukebox Rhythm Review, as we look at all the great tunes that were jumping off the jukeboxes at those down-home juke joints all over the country. By this point in the year, the war had ended in Europe, and Americans had lots to celebrate. Arthur Big Boy Crudup was jumping off the jukeboxes in May of 1945 with Rock Me Mama. This was his first big hit, topping out at number three on the Harlem Hit Parade. Crudup would be best remembered for his That's All Right Mama, which Elvis would cut as his first record in 1954. But keep in mind, That's All Right Mama never made the national charts. Rock Me Mama is definitely a prototype for rock and roll. Give it a listen. Here's Arthur Big Boy Crudup as we feature 1945 this week on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Ooh.
know. Rock me slow. Rock me one time. Lord, before I go, I say, rock me, mama. Yeah, rock me, mama. Me takes you all night long. I said, rock me, mama. Yeah, rock me, mama. Now, rock me, mama. One time before you go. I say, rock me, mama. Yeah, hey, rock me, mama. Now, rock me, mama. One time before you go. Soon find it out, but just rock me, mama. Yeah, hey, rock me, mama. Now, rock me, mama. One time before you go.
But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, 'cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot, Ma? I love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, 'cause Caledonia is your name. She told me, no kidding. That's what she said. She said, son, keep away from that woman. She ain't no good. Don't bother her. But mama didn't know what Caledonia was putting down. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caledonia!
night is the scene that is a wonderful sight. That's the time when Manhattan is gay. Everyone escapes the cares of the day. When they start to dance their troubles away. Boogie, boogie. From the swanky to the cold water flats, parlor floors are jammed with rug-cutting cats. Boogie music is the feature, no doubt. Piano plonkers busy beating it out. There is something fascinating about boogie, boogie. There's no time for frowning. Darkness turns to light. There, good-natured clowning makes the world all right. That's wisdom. Boogie woogie on a Saturday night. That's when every heart is high as a kite. Everybody there treats you like a pal. Every guy can find romance with a gal. Nights on Saturday are good for morale. Boogie woogie.
Five Red Caps with Boogie Woogie on a Saturday Night. They were known by several different names, including the Four Toppers, back when they were touring around the West Coast. Once they made it east, they started playing the clubs of Brooklyn, where they were discovered by legendary record man Joe Davis. He signed them to his aptly named Joe Davis record label and put out several records on them. They would eventually get tangled in a lawsuit with Davis and the whole thing would fall apart. But for a time, man, you couldn't beat the Five Red Caps. Before that, we heard one of the biggest records of the year, Caledonia, by the biggest-selling black artist of the entire decade, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Decca issued Caledonia in May of 45, and by early June, it was number one across the country, remaining there for 7 solid weeks. Up next, a band leader who's already been mentioned several times on this week's program without playing any records by him. I'm talking about Lucky Millinder and his orchestra. I mentioned that Sister Rosetta Tharpe had gotten her start with Lucky Millinder in the early 40s. Well, this next cat also got his start with Lucky Millinder in the mid-40s. Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris made his first recordings with the Lucky Millinder Orchestra. But he wouldn't remain with Lucky for long. Mr. Blues cut out on his own soon after this record topped the charts. It's Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well, and Decca Records issued it in June. It was number one and jumping off the boxes by July. The following year, it would spark an answer record from Bull Moose Jackson called I Know Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well. This is also one of the first records to mention Deacon Jones, a figure who would make several appearances through the years as a character in rhythm and blues songs. Here's Lucky Millinder and his orchestra with Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well, featuring Wynonie Harris on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues, as we feature the year 1945.
It was an early Sunday morning, and the church was crowded full. Old Elder Brown was raving, he was angry as a bull. The congregation sensed it, and they knew just what he meant when he said, my text today is you sinners must repent. Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
'Cause Deacon Jones knelt down to pray, all he said was, hey, hey. So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Georgia pine.
So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. In the well.
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Keep your dippers out of that well, or we all wind up in.
Well, who threw the whiskey in the well?
That's what I'd like to know. Well, sisters and brothers, I'm taking my leave of thee. Yeah, I've been trying to show you the light, and you all have outshined me. Since Brother Jones brought his bones, Sister Ash has all the cash. Let's get together, drink water, get tall. Come on, children, let's have a ball.
That's the stuff you got to watch. That's the stuff you got to watch. That's the stuff you got to watch if you want to hold your man.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the top jukebox hits of 1945. Earlier in the program we heard I Wonder by Private Cecil Gant. It went to number one in early February. Well, pianist Roosevelt Sykes had his own version of the tune out at the exact same time. Both tunes were highly requested on the jukeboxes. But Sykes' version was a bigger hit than the Gant-penned tune. That might be because Sykes was on a larger label that had better distribution, Bluebird Records. It's this week's Great 78. Here's Roosevelt Sykes and his piano with I Wonder.
I wonder, my little darling, where can you be again tonight? While the moon is shining bright, I wonder.
To the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Jump for joy.
Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers with The Honey Dripper, part one of that two-parter. I would love to have played both, but I'm running out of time, baby. That was by far the biggest blues and rhythm record of 1945. It topped the charts 1 month after its release in September of 45 and remained at number one for the rest of the year. If you're keeping track, it was number one for 18 weeks. Incredible. That was issued on Leon Renee's exclusive label, and exclusive didn't have good distribution in the beginning. So that record was distributed in a real odd fashion. You see, railway porters would buy the records at each stop, and then sell them to other African Americans up and down the trains. That's how that record became such a huge hit. It was also the beginning of a long and hit-laden career for Joe Liggins. Now let's jump, jump, jump with Joe Turner with Pete Johnson's All-Stars. It's SK Blues, the SK standing for Saunders King, the guitarist who cut the tune first in 1942. Joe Turner took this to number three on the Harlem Hit Parade. Here's SK Blues Part 1, Big Joe Turner Blues Shouter Extraordinaire on the Juke in the Back as we feature 1945.
All you do, baby, is raise hell in my my neighbor. I did more for you, baby, than the good Lord ever done. I did more for you, baby, than the good Lord ever done. I went downtown and bought you some hair, and the good Lord never gave you none. Give me back that wig I bought you, I'm gonna let your head go bald. Give me back that wig I bought you, I'm gonna let your head go bald. Driving me, baby, you won't have no hair, no head at all. Your head, go ahead, what's the matter now?
Joe Turner with Pete Johnson's All Stars. That's SK Blues. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's Juke in the Back as we've taken a jukebox rhythm review of 1945, the first major year for rhythm and blues music. Playing under me right now is Lionel Hampton and his orchestra with Beulah's Boogie, which was a great big hit at the end of the year and carried through to 1946. Remember, until next time, soul is a feeling. You'll get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the Juke in the Back. Let's close this program and 1945 with a big number 4 hit in December of the year. It was the only charting hit for Major Merriweather, better known to the world as Big Maceo. It came out on the Bluebird label and features Big Maceo on piano and Tampa Red accompanying him on guitar. This is also one of those prototype rock and roll songs. Just dig on it, baby. It's gonna move you, groove you, and soothe you to the core of your very soul. Closing down the show with Big Maceo and Things Have Changed. Have a great week, everybody. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye.
Something, baby, I would like for you to know. The way you have treated me, it won't work no more. All things have changed. I don't have to worry about you anymore. You told me that you love me. If I thought it was true, you called me to misuse my home, all on the account of you. But things have changed. I don't have to worry about you anymore. I know you were lying when you laid down across my bed, dragging that old IW hopper and talking all out your head. But things have changed. I don't have to worry about you anymore. No, boy, I'm so glad I don't have to worry no more. Thank you. I used to stay so worried, I used to be so blue, but all of my worries was on account of you. But things have changed, I don't have to worry about you anymore. So bye-bye, baby. Yes, I am through with you. But if you don't stop your lying, it may be the death of you. But I'm so glad I don't have to worry about you anymore.
Run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.